Free people, suicide, sustainable freedom, and the American. Osgina says there is hope. We've got to get a hold of the message of hope. And it's truth. It's the truth that will make us free and keep us free. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Get a copy of the book, $15, Save America Ministries, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts.
I'd never heard that song related to that movie before. That song, flash.
Join us at Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Yeah.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bill Frady, who's with Gun Owners of America. And we're going to be talking about the shooting at the LAX airport here recently. Hi, Bill. How are we doing tonight?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And, of course, basically we see these shootings all across America. And everybody always says, oh, look at these shootings. We've just got to register guns and take the guns away from people. Gee, maybe we ought to put prayer back in school and teach our young people that thou shalt not kill rather than try to take the guns away. After all, it was Madison who said, you know, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It wouldn't work for any other. And they're proving that. And that's why they took God and prayer out of our schools and took morality and instruction and what was wrong with killing out of our schools. And took the Ten Commandments that said that thou shalt not kill. And, of course, we substituted absolutely nothing. And then we wonder why we get crime and criminal acts like this. Bill, I want your views on what's going on and how do you interpret what's taking place. And, of course, this another simply incident in this whole series of tragedies of the use of guns. Go ahead.
Well, you know, earlier today I read that President Obama remarked to an aide concerning his policy with drone strike, that he was really good at killing people.
Well, he really is. I mean, he sent an awful lot of our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die and over there in the Middle East, just like his predecessor did, George Bush did, for absolutely nothing. I mean, what in heaven's name are we doing fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan and all these places? After all, six of the 13 or 19 hijackers who supposedly crashed their planes into the World Trade Center are alive and well. Six of the 19 hijackers are alive and well. Maybe we haven't ever been told the truth. Go right ahead, Bill.
Concerning the LAX shooting, this is going to prove to be another young man. He planned on dying in this incident. Although it's not in the same vein as the shooting that occurred at Sandy Hook, the D.C. Naval Yard, Aurora. This was targeted at the TSA. This was not, I think maybe this was going to be a signature piece of work for himself, but this was not something where he just wanted to go in and kill as many people as he wanted to. He walked by more people than he shot. But it's troubling. It happened, you know, it happened in Los Angeles, which is notorious for their restrictive gun law, in another gun-free zone, which is airports. And as long as we've got gun-free zones, we'll continue to see these things.
In fact, I've even heard that they're even considering letting the TSA officers carry guns to protect themselves. I think that would be a logical thing to do, wouldn't you?
I'm trying to figure out just exactly what the TSA does. When I have a military background, and when you've got a bunch of passengers bottlenecking while they get searched, that's a great soft target. That would be a splendid soft target. I don't know why the, well, I guess maybe the security measures may be working to a degree to keep that from being exploited. But we seem to get along really fine prior to the TSA. I don't know exactly why we have a TSA.
Oh, well, there's absolutely no reason for it, Bill. I'm firmly convinced it's all part of the psychological games they play on our minds, after all. Oh, there's all those terrorists out there, they're trying to kill us. But, of course, 3,000 people died on September 11th. But, ladies and gentlemen, those planes didn't take down the buildings. Watch Building 7 come down. That's controlled demolition. Maybe all of this is simply mind control.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make
we'll
your own
deal.
We'll
be back in a moment.
Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bill Frady from Gun Owners of America. We're talking about the shooting at LAX, and Sidney Bill is talking about the fact that there are about 8 million people in America who have a license to carry a concealed weapon. There's another 4 million have come from states where they have legal right to, I mean, you don't even need a permit to carry a gun. And basically every day, and did you say what, about 6,500 crimes are prevented by people having guns? Was that the accurate figure?
That's between 6,500 and 7,000.
Ladies and gentlemen, we never hear about that. Why? Because they want to take the guns away from the people. So they emphasize the tragic situation that we saw at LAX and similar situations. But they never mention all the times that guns actually save people's lives and prevent crime. And you could be certain that an awful lot of these major shooting crimes would not have taken place had the shooter realized or believed that there was somebody there was going to shoot him before he could do any harm. What we need, of course, I believe, is for the people to have the right to have weapons to protect themselves and others, and basically would have a lot fewer crimes than we do today. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, with these shootings that occur, let's take Aurora, Colorado, for example. The narrative that came out of that was that James Holmes was armored, that it was dark, that he threw gas, that he had the upper hand. Completely glossed over the fact that he passed six theaters on his way to the one that he ended up doing his shooting at that were not gun-free zones. That completely glossed over. Completely lost is if there had been, statistically speaking, at any given time, if you're in a place like Colorado and they can carry their gun wherever they're going, in that theater that night, there would have been three people carrying a gun. So when he started his little rampage there, everybody, they would have been looking down at him, and there would have been a backlit screen, and in the smoke, he would have been clearly discernible. He would have been the one with the gun and the mask on his head. That would have been quite clear. It isn't all dark and muddled and the fog of war and that kind of thing. That backlight behind him would make him stand out in stark contrast. Trying to shoot and have any sort of peripheral vision when you're wearing a gas mask is very difficult. I've done it. It's not a walk in the park. Somebody could have walked up on him and shot him then and stopped. The other part that they completely gloss over is the weapon that he used to kill most of the people. He started with a Remington 870 shotgun, which up close is very devastating. With the double off buckshot, it's firing 9.32 caliber projectiles one time. And that's where he killed most of the people. But lost in all of that, if there had been a gun carrier in there that had been allowed to carry a gun, the problem with us is that we're law-abiding citizens. And we look at some place, and I don't personally do it. They've got a sign up prohibiting me from carrying a gun. I would simply look at it and say, I'll find a place that sells that pair of socks somewhere else where they don't have this sign. But some people will not go through that. Law-abiding citizens that carry guns will look at that and say, well, I can't carry my gun in here. I'll go put it in the car.
Well, I think you're a lot better off just to go some other place. And certainly if any theater had a sign say you can't carry a gun, and it certainly was not dictated by law, I wouldn't go to that theater. And I think we're going to have to let everybody organize and certainly do what's logical. I think that the people should have a right to carry a weapon if they have a good record. And basically, of course, there should never be any punishment for people having a gun as long as they use it and use it responsibly. And I've seen time and time again where guns have prevented crimes, but isn't it interesting, ladies and gentlemen out there in the listening audience, they never report those cases. They intentionally don't report them because there is an agenda behind the people who control the media. Remember, the media is controlled by six major corporations. If you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, that's The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdicke, and you need to get it and read it. And he makes it very clear, a small number, six major corporations, largely control the media and largely determine what the American people read and hear and see and ultimately what they believe. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, the narrative with the LAX shooter has not quite gone where I thought it would go. He used a Smith & Wesson M&P 15, AR-15, and I expected everybody to jump on that. The only problem was that I think the problem that they're having with this is the information is getting out there about the gun-free zone, and it's sort of has a parallel to the D.C. Naval Yard, which that was a shooting in a gun-free city in a gun-free zone. And here you have Los Angeles, which is very restricted. California just banned all lead ammo. That doesn't leave too many other variables out there. You have it set in Los Angeles, in Los Angeles and LAX. They pulled the guards off the door. They knew, everybody knows they used to have local law enforcement on the doors. They pulled that, and then they had to deal with this once he made it inside the perimeter. That may be the reason that the narrative has not taken off. I've seen Dianne Feinstein getting out there saying that if she thought she would get any votes, she would put another bill up. But she, you know, that's an annual thing for her. She does that every year. She's been trying to capitalize whenever she thinks she's got wind at her back. But this has not taken off the same way that I thought it would. And it's interesting the way this is going, because the Santa Monica shooter that we had earlier this year, he also used an AR-15 that he put together. In California, the ARs that are allowed there and the magazines that are allowed there have to be within compliance of California law. And neither one of these shooters apparently paid any attention to that. And that's the thing about a gun-free zone, and that's the thing about an ordinance or a rule. These people aren't going to pay attention to that. The only time a gun-free zone sign is of any use is if you pull it out of the ground and hit somebody with it. That's not going to stop anybody. It's clearly not going to stop somebody that has some sort of mental issue. Young Mr. This shooter at LAX, you've got to have a mental issue to walk in someplace and start gunning down.
And, of course, that's really what's so absurd about all of these things. Certainly the gun legislation doesn't stop somebody who is intent upon violating the law. I mean, they're not going to worry what the law is. It's only the law-abiding citizen who's not allowed to protect himself. The violent criminal, or the person who's intent upon certainly some sort of a massacre, is going to violate the law and take a gun into a gun-free zone, but there's nothing there to protect the population. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we've got Tim calling us from the great state of Oregon. Hi, Tim. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you doing this evening?
Doing just fine. What part of Oregon are you from?
Hermiston, Oregon, northeast.
All right. How are you hearing us? Hearing us on the radio? Are you hearing us on shortwave or how?
On the radio, 101.3
okay,
FM.
Out of Spokane?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, that's one of our major stations up in that area. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I've got a comment to something you said. You know, we should have the right to be able to protect ourselves and our loved ones and anyone else who needs protecting. Now, you know, people can be convicted of crime early in their life and then suffer for it for the rest of their life. See, when I was 17, I did some stupid things, and I went to prison. It was non-sexual, non-violent, no guns, weapons, anything like that. But because of the severity of a felony, I'm not allowed to be able to protect myself or anyone else. We're talking 35 years later. I found out I got pulled over like 12 years ago by a state police officer. And on his computer, what came out surprised him, because in his talking to me, my demeanor, it didn't match. So he asked me questions to explain what the situation was. And he later told me what his screen was telling him, that I was classified as a potentially armed and dangerous career criminal.
Well, it's unfortunate those things happen to him. What I think you ought to do is see if they could get one of the local judges or something to give you suddenly. There are certain things that they can do legally that certainly would take that off your record. But suddenly it's a tragedy. But, I mean, you knew that when you were doing those things, you shouldn't have. Right now, what I would do is try to get a lawyer or some people and try to get that expunged from your record. Okay, anything else you'd like to say?
Well, it can't be expunged, and I contacted the ATF task force that labeled me as such, and he basically said, well, that's the way it is. We can do it.
Okay, Bill, pardon me. Bill Frady, do you have any thoughts at all for Tim, who actually, when he was 17, did some stupid things? Do you have any thoughts at all on that aspect?
With certain classes of crime, and I'm not in disagreement with him. If, you know, if he's actually rehabilitated, which it sort of sounds like he has, I don't personally have a problem with rights being restored. The problem that he faces right now today is the same problem that a lot of veterans that are under the auspice of the VA. He's under the auspice of law enforcement there. They're trying to expand the prohibited persons list of people who can't have guns. It's not right. It's not good for somebody like him that has paid his debt. He should be able to move on. Same way anybody can move on if they make a lesser mistake.
Well, tell you what, Tim, what I would do is I would personally go down, either talk to the district attorney or the sheriff, and just see if there's anything you could do, get their suggestions. But I would make an appointment with the local DA or with a local sheriff and see what they could do. Would you do that and let us know what happens?
Yeah, I contacted, I went to the DA and got copies of the record.
But what you want to do is talk to him and see what you can do. We can't let go. We're out of time. God bless. Thanks for calling. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. And many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Dr. Stan, and our guest is Bill Frady from Gun Owners of America. And basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment on the tragedy at the LAX airport when this young man went in, intent upon killing a number of TSA agents. But certainly, Bill was simply talking about the events that are taking place today. And we see increasingly this increasing tempo of violence. And of course, as he's pointed out, in the areas where the people have the right to keep and bear arms, while you have far less crime. We know, for instance, in Washington, D.C., we have one of the highest homicide rates anywhere in the nation. And immediately across the border in the state of Maryland, you have one of the lowest of the homicide rates in the nation. And why is that? Because the people in Maryland have the right to keep and bear arms and concealed weapons, and the people in Washington, D.C. do not. And the more rules and regulations you have controlling weapons, it almost appears that's the more crime you get. Bill, you go right ahead with your thoughts. Do you have any thoughts on what I just said?
Well, Maryland is not exactly the bastion of Second Amendment righteousness. They've gotten quite restrictive with some of the stuff they're doing. And they just recently went through a gigantic buyout of all the guns available at local retailers that were going to be grandfathered in because they were doing away with certain segments of the gun market that are allowed in Maryland, which is all unconstitutional, by the way. Magazine restrictions, gun common use gun restrictions, that, you know, off of the Heller-McDonald decision, which I think was not the best thing that we had to have the Heller and the McDonald decision, but a settled law now. They can't ban them. They are banning them. There's going to be a fight there. There's going to be a fight in New York. There should be fights happening in California over what's going on in California. They're doing this because they're drinking from that cooler that serves up the public safety Kool-Aid, which is really silly on its face value. Every time you look around, just the other day, the Virginia Supreme Court handed down a decision in the Virginia Tech shooting that stated that the state and the university was not responsible for those kids that got killed because they had no moral obligation or no legal obligation to protect any one individual, which that's proven to be across the board. Everybody says the police don't have an individual obligation to protect you individually. And at the same time, though, they're trying to disarm people. While the police response time nationwide, the average is 11.11 minutes. That's a long time when you're in the middle of a home invasion or a carjacking or a mugging or if you're in a domestic dispute. That's a very, very long time. And the states that are doing this, there's not as many states doing this, but they're getting a lot of the press. They're getting a lot of the press, but what, there's five or six or seven that are, in my terminology, I say going dark. And at the same time, we have Illinois, which has been told by the courts, you will have a concealed weapons provision. They're doing their very best to gut it, but we'll see where that goes. But
I've actually been thinking about Virginia when I said that they had much of, because that Virginia, I think, is where Larry Pratt lives. Is that right? I think that it's in his state where they have the right to carry concealed weapons, and they have a much lower crime rate than they do in Washington, D.C.
Virginia is a very dangerous place to be a criminal.
What's that? Well, Virginia's right. Yes, that's because
the
people
there. Yeah, it's a very dangerous place to be a bad guy.
Right, it is because the people there have the right to carry weapons. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, our guest is Bill Frady from Gun Owners of America. And we certainly were talking about the tragic situation at LAX Airport. And certainly, unfortunately, they were able to prevent a lot more people from being killed. They're talking now certainly about allowing the TSA agents to be armed. After all, this is a gun-free zone. Ladies and gentlemen, any gun-free zone is an open killing zone. It means that you have no protection. And so the people are going to have to start thinking. All of this talk about protecting us from people with guns is being put forward not by people who are concerned about human life and preventing gun violence. It's put forward by people who want to disarm the public because they want an authoritarian society. There are people like Dianne Feinstein who really believe we want a ruling elite. And that's what it's really all about. The people in Senate who believe, of course, the average individual should not be free. We need certainly an authoritarian society, a fascist society with people like them in charge. And until you understand this has nothing to do with protecting human life, it all has to do with increasing the power over the lives of the people. Until you understand that, very little makes sense. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is George Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold that thought. We're going to be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have with us Bill Fraley from the Gun Owners of America. And suddenly Bill is simply pointing out that what the people on the other side do to try to justify their position is they try to compare gun violence in the United States to gun violence in England, where, of course, they've restricted the availability of guns for years. I mean, guns are certainly outlawed. Even suddenly many of the police over there don't carry guns. And so guns are not readily available in England as they are here. But of course they skew the statistics and they skew the figures to justify their preconceived notion. But ladies and gentlemen, as we pointed out, the whole effort to restrict the right of the people to keep and bear arms has nothing to do with saving human lives and preventing injuries. It has everything to do with disarming the people so we can have a dictatorship. And when you understand that, why you begin to understand what's going on. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, why, Chris, give us a call if you have a question or comment. For Bill, our guest is Bill Fraley. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we're going to get onto the subject of England and certainly what's going on in England. But before we do, Bill, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Gun Owners of America and get the information they need so they can discuss these issues intelligently. Go right ahead.
Well, you can go to gunowners.org. There's two ways you can get in the loop with us. You can of course, join, which gets you newsletters and email blasts and every method of dissemination of information that they can possibly come up with. If you don't want to join, if you want to test drive it, you can sign up for the free email blast, which that's a whole lot of bang for the buck, because every time something's coming up, Gun Owners of America has just taken up the call and decided to push for civil disobedience with Obamacare. Because of the gun control provisions in Obamacare, and they're putting that out there, and that's the way I'm going to go, of course, because I'm with them. But they bring up several interesting arguments, and the NRA is very silent on Obamacare, and that's because they helped write some of the provisions that have to do with the Second Amendment that are in there.
I hate to say this, but the NRA, I do not believe, is our friend. Some of what they do is good, but there's an awful lot of what they do is bad. And very often they've made major concessions on gun ownership and the use of guns and gun licensing and gun restriction. That is certainly against the best interests of our society. And this is why I support Gun Owners of America. I have new Bill Richardson, who actually organized Gun Owners of America. I met him 52 years ago, certainly in a hotel room over in San Jose, along with a congressman who was a member of Congress at that time. And basically, of course, we've been friends ever since then. But Gun Owners of America has always been responsible. I recommend it to you without reservation. Well, Bill, why don't you sort of get into the background of the statistics that we get out of England, where, of course, they say, look, we have a lot less gun violence in England because we have certainly these restrictive gun laws. So how should our listeners certainly counter that argument?
Well, in England, it has come out that since their gun ban has been in place, there's been a series, and it's really interesting because it's absolute propaganda. That the way they report a crime in England, a gun death, for example, if I'm in England and I murder somebody with a gun, if they never catch me, that's not a handgun death, or that's not a gun death. So unless they get an arrest and a conviction, they don't count that. But that's just them cooking the books a little bit. What we found out that they do is that in their district, each one has a head officer there in each district where they have the police in England. And if their crime statistics are down, they get a cash bonus. So it all comes down to reporting. And if it turns out that in England is the most violent country. They're five times as violent as we are here. In England, the incidence of rape happens 125% more often there than it does here. And England is a country with one-fifth of our population. And they have 125% more rape than we do here. They have 135% more violent assault there than we do here. So they're cooking the books, and in these individual districts, they are literally lying about what's going on in their areas in order to get cash bonuses for their crime being down. So the stats versus reality are two different stories.
Well, I'm not at all in the way of surprise for that, because, of course, they have to justify the fact that basically they want to justify is that they continue in their gun ban, and basically, but they still have a fair number of gun-related crimes, don't they?
Oh,
even
yeah.
Though, of course, guns are completely outlawed. Do we have any idea how many gun-related crimes per 100 or 1,000 or 100,000 they have?
I don't know about gun crimes because my biggest concern in any society is violent crime. Now in England, they have 2,034 per 100,000, where in the United States, we have like 416 per 100,000. So, and the reason that I look at their violent crime overall, if you are being pummeled by an assailant or if you're being stabbed a lot by an assailant, you're really at his mercy as to whether or not he's going to stop short of killing. And in a self-defense situation where you might die, it doesn't really matter to me if he's got a gun or a bludgeon, or he's beating you with his hands and feet, or if he's stabbing you, or if he's kicking your head in the toilet. If there's a chance you might be killed in a violent encounter, that's what I'm looking. So in these instances, most of the time, these are overpowering type instances where a gun would actually come into play and actually equal things up and turn that crime around. And they have five times as many as we have.
Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment on this subject having to do with the right of the people to keep and bear arms, with the tempo of violence we seem to be seeing, more and more shootings, certainly in areas, usually in gun-free zones, where the criminal knows that there'll be nobody there to defend the public, and so he's able to just go ahead and kill people indiscriminately. If you have a question or comment on these subjects, or maybe you believe in gun control, would like to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Bill is simply saying they have five times the incidence of violent crime in England that they do here in the United States. And basically, of course, we have, many of our states do have the right to keep and bear arms, or certainly some states. There are no restrictions at all on the right of people to carry a concealed weapon. And I believe this should be universal, because if there was a question of people being armed, you wouldn't see somebody going into Sandy Hook School and killing 20, 23, or 24 people. You wouldn't see them going into LAX. You wouldn't see them going into the theater there in Colorado or into the school at Columbine. But ladies and gentlemen, these things are occurring because the people have no defense. And basically, of course, there may be other issues here. I don't want to get into those. But there is an organized effort, in my opinion, to convince the American people we must take away the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Would you agree with that, Bill?
Yes, absolutely. In Virginia, in this tomorrow is their gubernatorial election. Bloomberg and company have spent 10 times as much trying to get McAuliffe elected there. McAuliffe is telling Virginia, I want to see Colorado-style gun control, which isn't working out too well in Colorado. It's still in place, but a lot of their politicians are having to seek new jobs, and they're about to take up a third with Debbie Hudak. I've heard that they're trying to do recalls there in California, and I'm just waiting to see how that plays out. And, you know, with what they're doing in Colorado during that recall, they outspent the pro-gun forces 5-1.
Well, now, basically, how is the election going there? Does it look like the election's going in Virginia? You have this massive spending. Do you think that one of the major incentives there is to disarm the people? Because, of course, they have such a low crime rate. And if they can disarm the people, the crime rate will go up. Oh, who do you think is going to win there? Is it going to be this liberal fellow running for governor or the conservative?
Well, right now, based upon the Cuccinelli has tightened up the race a little bit, I hope Virginia comes to their senses, and the problem there is that neither one of those guys is very popular. I don't even know why McAuliffe is even being considered. He's sort of a carpet bagger in my view of him running for governor of Virginia. They've spent a lot of money, the anti-gun forces have, because they've been spending a lot of money on loot. And with this one, they think they may be able to win. And if they win the governorship of California, of Virginia, then they're going to be sitting there saying, see, this validates our viewpoint, which it really won't.
Well, basically, because there's a lot of money behind this effort to create a dictatorship in America, ladies and gentlemen. There are very wealthy people, a group of very wealthy people, wealthy and powerful people, want to regulate every aspect of your life. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Kenny calling from the great state of Washington. Go right ahead, Kenny.
Yes, hello. I just happen to be a truck driver. I just happen to be flipping through the radio stations and found you on the radio, and I was really interested in that Gun Owners of America you were talking about.
Right. It's a good organization. I've known the man who organized it for 52 years now. Bill Richardson, Senator Bill Richardson. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do. Not necessarily for the guest, but I guess for the guest also. You made mention of the NRA that they actually did things that weren't so good for the Second Amendment. And I'm a member of the NRA, and that's the first time I've ever heard that.
Well, that's because you don't listen to my program, and I hope, Kenny, you will start listening to my program. I do 5 hours of talk radio a day. I've been doing it for 20 years. I've been studying this for 52 years. And basically, there are a lot of things you're never going to hear because the media is controlled. There's a small group of people. 6 major corporations that control over 90% of the major outlets, and they're never going to let you hear the truth. That's why you need to listen to Radio Liberty right on the station you're listening to tonight. Would you get started listening regularly? Or go to RadioLiberty.com, our website. That's RadioLiberty.com, and you can hear our programs there 24 hours a day. We do.
Can I ask your caller a question?
Go right ahead, Bill.
Kenny, are you a gun owner?
Kenny, do you have a gun? I think we lost Kenny.
Okay.
I was
going to point out to him that if he's a gun owner, every time he goes through the background check, that the background check system was written in large part by the NRA. Now, I know everybody sits there and says, well, you know, I think there ought to be background checks to make sure criminals don't get guns. Well, we've had background checks since the 90s, and criminals are still getting guns because they don't go to the gun shop. Buy their guns. They don't go to the gun show to buy their guns. They go to the street. They buy it through various means or steal them or something else. In Illinois right now, the NRA is involved in this effort in Illinois to where if you get caught with a gun and don't have a permit, that you're going to jail for 3 to 5 years. Now, a Second Amendment group, and this is simply my opinion, and this is really, that's the heart of the matter, why I'm with Gun Owners of America instead of the NRA, is a Second Amendment group needs to look at the Second Amendment and just go with that. Don't get out there and try to interpret it. And you never saw Bill Richardson do it. You're never going to see Larry Pratt do it. When they're out there and they're proposing legislation, they don't get out there and say, what can we do? What can we give them to mitigate what they're going to try to do to us? You're going to have to give them something. Larry just simply says, we're not giving them anything.
I encourage Larry Pratt, his day out at the works back there in Washington, D.C. There is the lobbyist for Gun Owners of America. He's a good friend. We've known Larry for about 30 years. He does a great job. He'll be a guest on our Wednesday afternoon program. Okay, we have a caller from Michigan. What's your name, the caller from Michigan?
This is Tom.
Tom. Okay, yeah. Fine. It says C-O-M. I knew that wasn't right. Okay, Tom, what part of Michigan are you from?
I'm from Flint.
Okay, fine. So we have a station right there in Flint. Uh-huh. Oh, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
What is your what's your opinion on this? Next week, I believe it's November 14th and 15th, they're simulating this power grid shutdown. I think it's supposed to be some kind of simulated terrorist attack they're going to do here in this country.
You know, it's a simulated EMP.
Electrical grid?
Right.
You think that could be a rehearsal for martial law like they had during the Boston bombing thing, bringing in the military with civilian police?
All right, Tom, do you have any, pardon me, Bill, do you have any thoughts on that? Tom is calling from Flint, Michigan, and asking whether this exercise you're going to have on November 13th and 14th might be sort of similar to laying out the pattern for simply a major attack or EMP attack on America, just as they were planning on a attack there at the Boston Marathon bombing. They actually had everything in place and they were practicing it, and then it suddenly came off. Is there any possibility this is what's going to happen on November 13th and 14th as they simulate certainly an EMP attack? There could be one. Is that possible?
Well, I don't know if they're going to try to do it, but Tom, what you have to take into consideration, Michigan has a very big gun community. They're not going, if they were to try to do like they did in Watertown, Massachusetts, I think that you wouldn't see it with quite so much zeal as we saw in Watertown, where they, you know, Watertown, all of Massachusetts has about 200,000 guns, period. There's more concealed carry permit holders in my little state of South Carolina than there are gun owners altogether in Massachusetts. Michigan is a big gun state. If they were to try to do that, I don't know how that would turn out for them.
Well, I would simply point out, as far as Tom is concerned, I don't know what's going to happen on November 13th and 14th. I hope it's nothing more than simply a simulated EMP attack. But, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on with the EMP doesn't make sense. And if you haven't certainly gotten the reports that we have a 4-CD set, and we have a DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. And I'd suggest you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and get those. It's DVD and 4-CD set.
While the storm clouds gather,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we do need your help to maintain our network of stations here this time of night. We actually are dealing with about 10, 11 radio stations carrying our program, us in Michigan, a couple of big stations in New York, certainly in Cincinnati, in Connecticut. Pardon me, in Kentucky, at least four or five stations up in Washington, and then stationed here in the central coast of California. But it's an expensive proposition, quite frankly. We need your help to maintain our network, and a lot of people out there are really hurting financially. We do have a few people who have been very faithful in helping us. But if you're in a position to help us, why, we'd love to hear from you. We did have an offer today, another network wants us to come on. We would have to pay them, but not that exorbitant. We get the best prices we can for the airtime. And if you're in a position to help us get on this new network that has contacted us today, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, I would simply point out that you should order my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's important. You need to hear my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. That's Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. It's a DVD. And then, of course, you need to get the DVD on Population Control, The Secret Agenda. If you have any question about this, this exercise is going to be on the 13th and 14th of this month, a simulated EMP attack. You need to get our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, or the DVD we have, Ambassador Henry Cooper, speaking last October at our conference, on the threat of an EMP attack, and they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We also carry a book by Michael Maloof, who has 30 years with the Defense Department and now writes regularly for the WorldNet Daily. And that the book is called A Nation Forsaken. A Nation Forsaken. And meaning we're not really defending ourselves against the threat of an EMP attack. And it really doesn't make sense because they know, they've known for 30 or 40 years the potential danger. There was certainly an 8-year congressional study, and you can get that off the internet. The 2008 Congressional a report, a Congressional Commission report, on the threat of an EMP attack. Of course, you can purchase that from us, but we have to charge you for it. You can get that for nothing off the Internet. It's about 180 pages. I've read it. And basically, it was done by about eight PhDs, headed up by a man named Dr. Peter Pry. And basically, what they found after 8 years is frightening, that simply overnight, instantaneously after an EMP attack, the whole financial structure of America would be destroyed, and you out there in the listening audience would be impoverished. And that's why you should make your plans. We don't know what's going to happen. Suddenly there may never be an EMP attack. But I will tell you that Congress voted unanimously in 2010 to actually take measures to protect us. And they were effectively blocked. And there's a group of congressmen working very, very hard to try to get legislation through. The legislation is called the SHIELD Act. The SHIELD, S-H-I-E-L-D Act. And somebody is blocking implementation of legislation that would protect America for a few hundred million dollars. We could protect this country. We give a couple of billion dollars every year simply to Pakistan, but nothing's being done to protect this country from the threat of an EMP attack. And I have to ask why. Please pray for Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Deborah Tavares. And Deborah certainly has just suddenly stumbled onto this whole conspiracy a couple of years ago. She's certainly one of the most dedicated people I know, and she has a great deal of information on her website, which you need to get, and she'll be telling you how to do that. And basically, she has posted a number of government documents there that people have given to her that tell really what's going on behind the scenes. And she has a new document we're going to be talking about this evening, a long-term government plan put forward by a part of the elite that rules this nation, going into the background of how to crush the opposition and to implement a dictatorship in what was once the land of the free, the home of the brave. And you must understand, there really are people who want an authoritarian society, who don't believe that we should have a free society. They want power, and they're certainly doing everything they can to accumulate it. And hopefully we'll have Deborah here in just a moment or two, going into the background of some of these reports that she has posted. But I think you'll find that Deborah Tavares, T-A-V-A-R-E-S, Deborah Tavares. You can go to her website. You can put her name up on the Internet. And she's a wonderful source of information about what's going on, certainly in America and throughout the world. And basically, these programs to centralize power in Washington, D.C. are being implemented, and step by step by step, to gradually increase the control of the government over every aspect of the lives of the American people. So basically, because you must understand that there are a number of different ways that they're working to control us. But the people, this little small group I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and basically, of course, it initially was the Council on Foreign Relations, and more recently, after the Council on Foreign Relations was exposed in 1972 by our good friend Gary Allen shortly before his death. But you can read Gary Allen's little book, and None Dare Call It Conspiracy, which we carry. But then, of course, in 1973, David Rockefeller created the Trilateral Commission. And, of course, it represents not only the United States, 87 members here, 87 members in Europe, and 87 members in Asia. So there are about 300, a little over 300 people throughout the world make up this organization. And these are the people who control the United States. Here in the United States, between 1977 and the year 2009, every president and or vice president, Democrat or Republican, came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, eight of the 10 U.S. World Trade Representatives, seven of the 12 Secretaries of State, and nine of the 12 Secretaries of Defense all came from this little organization. Didn't matter whether Republicans or Democrats were there. They control both political parties. And through their electronic voting machines, they made mockery of our electoral process. Let's get to Deborah. Hi, Deborah. How are we doing?
Oh, good evening, Dr. Stan. Well, I wished we were all doing better than what we'll be discussing tonight.
All right, fine. Will you pick up the story, and what are we going to be discussing tonight?
Yes, thank you so much. I will do that because we have some documents newly posted on stopthecrime.net that everybody needs to download.
All right, fine. Now, that's at stopthecrime.net.
Yes.
Stopthecrime.net. We recommend you go there. And Deborah will be telling us in a moment or two what these documents are. You need, of course, to get the documents. You need to read them. You need to study them. Deborah, of course, spends a great deal of time accumulating these and getting these posted on her net, and you need to copy them and then get them out to everybody you can think of, anybody who values freedom. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Deborah Tavares, and Deborah is going to be has a website. It's called StopTheCrime.net. StopTheCrime.net, and you can get the documents there if you have a computer. If you don't have a computer, of course, you can call a 800 number, and you can call a 700 number, and you can get them. You're going to have to pay for the postage, but they're very, very economical. And the number you call is 707-586-9558, 707-586-9558. And Deborah certainly talks about the fact that certainly in 1910 there was a secret meeting in a place called Jekyll Island, where six of the major bankers certainly got together and plotted on how they were going to take and seize control of the banking interests of the United States and ultimately use that to seize control of the financial assets of the United States and enslave the American people. It was certainly known as the meeting at Jekyll Island, and you can look this up on the internet. The meeting at Jekyll Island was a conspiracy, actually in 1913, as Congress was preparing to go home for the Christmas vacation, and most of the Congress wasn't there. Late at night, they passed the Federal Reserve Act in December of 1913, and this was simply a vehicle by which the bankers were able to seize control of our government to set us up for the crash of 1932, 1933, and that occurs in 1933, why they passed legislation that literally destroyed the very substance of our nation and the substance of our Constitution to allow the centralization of power in Washington, D.C., and to use the assets of the American people as collateral for the massive debt that the banks had now. And everything, of course, since that time, they've progressively destroyed the value of our currency. Certainly, the dollar that existed back in 1913 has been progressively valued. They destroyed 96 to 97% of the value of our currency, and they eventually intend to destroy the remaining value to impoverish our people. And the people out there in the listening audience who think they're going to get Social Security and Medicare and all these wonderful benefits, and certainly they're going to get their pensions from their employers or from whoever they've worked for, are in for a surprise, because basically the real debt in America today is certainly the federal debt by itself. If you use the GAAP, that's the General Accepted Accounting Principles, is over $86 trillion. It'll never be repaid. If you include that along with that, the state and municipal and private debt, it's well over $200 trillion. There's no way this will ever be repaid. They know that. They intend to simply collapse our economic system and enslave our people. And these are wicked people. There are six major banks that control over 90%. Control over 90% of the financial assets of this country. That is J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. And you can read all about that on my website, the articles we have. We have a number of books written on this, and certainly Patrick Wood has as well. But go up on the internet and simply type in six major banks control over 50% of the financial assets of America. Check it on the internet. You'll find it's true. Deborah, you go right ahead.
That's absolutely right. In fact, on StopTheCrime.net, on the landing page, you will be able to download a book called The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, written by Judge Dale. And this is critical. In that, you will clearly see the Senate Report 93549 in 1973. Again, Senate Report 93549. Stating that we are enemies of the state, and as long as the White House maintains a national emergency, we all remain classified as enemies of the state. Now, why is that important?
No, wait a minute. No, what report is this?
It's Senate Report 93549.
No, well, who are they talking about? Are they talking about all citizens or what?
Yes, they are. In order for the government to maintain dictatorial control, the sitting president must formally declare a national emergency annually.
And basically, they've been declaring this national emergency going back, what, to 1933?
That is correct. And then the Senate report, again, on stopthecrime.net. What I really want to emphasize is that we are the enemies of the state. And you can look up the documentation on stopthecrime.net to fully understand who you are, because you were collateralized against the debt. Everything, your sweat equity, your property, your children, and your soul. And again, you can go to stopthecrime.net. I encourage everyone.
No, basically, where can they find that at Stop the Clock?
Stopthecrime.net.
Where can they find that?
It is on the landing page. Scroll down. You'll see USA Inc. And everything that I'm talking about right now is within the block that says USA Inc.
All right. Now, what is USA Inc.? Is this a government report? Is this a series of government reports?
No, that's just the title of where people can find the information
that
I'm talking about.
All right. Now, where can they find it? Because you can't make the statement unless you can tell people exactly where they can verify.
Exactly where people can find this is on the homepage of stopthecrime.net. Scroll down. You will see many documents talking about the United States bankruptcy. The Senate report is in there. There's a book called The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. Spend some time in that area on the homepage of stopthecrime.net to understand what Senate Report 93549, dated 1973, means. You are identified as enemies of the state. We all are.
No, Deborah, that doesn't make sense. Why would they make that statement? Now, basically, there has to be a basis for it.
Well, they stole our gold in
1933. No, wait a minute. It doesn't matter they stole our gold. Why would they say that people are enemies of the state? Basically, they want to control them. But why would they make that statement that suddenly they have? We don't know where the gold is. We don't even know if there's any gold in Fort Knox. We do know that they're holding a great deal of gold, certainly in some of the major banks in New York City.
Well, the point is that I would like to make,
Dr. What is the point? Why would they say we're enemies of the state? We are their serfs. But why would we be the enemies of the state?
Okay. It was important to create this and then carry it forward annually. It's a continual state of war.
It's a continuous state of war and a continual national emergency.
That's right. And as long as we maintain ourselves in the continual national emergency, everything that occurs in our branch of office goes through the executive branch. And everyone can read this, because what I really want to do is just make that statement. People can do their homework, Dr. Stan. I want to go into a document which ties in why we're enemies of the state and then looping into homework that people need to do. People must do their own work and research to understand the facts
saying. What is the document that makes that statement? Because you have a number of documents there.
Yes, it is the Senate report.
What is the Senate report?
What's
the number
on the Senate? It is 93549,
And who wrote this set of reports?
The Senate and the government. And so, again, I'm going to request that everybody read this for themselves and understand, because I really want to move forward.
Okay, but then when was this published?
Well, that was in 1973.
It was published in 1973.
That's correct.
All right.
Correct. And they go on to talk about all the government needs is to continue to have the public opinion on their side. If the public opinion can be kept in sufficient degree on the side of the government, statutes, laws, regulations, and executive orders can continue to be passed. The Constitution has no meaning. The Constitution is suspended, and it has been for 60 to 80 years. We're no longer under law. Law has been abolished, and every administration, right now Obama, reinstated the presidential emergency powers on September 10th of 2013.
And now this is done every year.
It is.
All right, fine.
So all the
previous
do.
Presidents have done this every year, has suspended the Constitution because of this so-called state of emergency?
That's exactly correct.
Go ahead.
Okay, so what I want to establish is that we are, in fact, and everyone can do their homework and see it for themselves, now that we are the enemy of the state, it makes sense that we are having our water poisoned, our air poisoned, our food poisoned, vaccinations poisoned. Everything is poisoned because we do not have a representative government.
Basically, we know that they are poisoning the air and the water, but basically, that doesn't have to be because we're enemies of the state. Do they actually make this statement?
Yes, they do.
And where is that statement? Can you actually put that someplace where people can easily find it? Because going to your site, it's very difficult. I've found the things, but you have to know basically what specific document this is in. This is in a 1973, a Senate document.
Senate Report 93549.
Senate Report 9349, is it?
No. Senate Report 93-549, dated 1973.
All right.
And it's there, and it's right there within that block of information pertaining to USA, Inc.
All right. On what page did it make this statement?
Well, Dr. Stan, what I would like to do is I really want to get to this whistleblowing document.
But the statement is so important.
It is very important.
Where in the report will they find it? Because a lot of these are, 30, 40, 50-page reports.
Well, what I'll do is I'm trying to get my computer up right now, and it's
all right,
cooperating.
Well, maybe you could just, send me the page tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Would you email me the page tomorrow so I can get it and I can confirm this for our listeners?
Absolutely.
Then go right ahead.
Yes, absolutely, because this is a fact. And that is a little-known fact. And sadly, as you know, in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document that was put together in the late 40s, which is the declaration of war upon the American people and the global population.
Right.
Again, that is on stopthecrime.net.
Right, but that is a separate report from this other one you're
checking
out.
Yes. What I'm really wanting to do right now is build the fact that because we're enemies of the state, then you have a declaration of war through the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document. We have the NDA. We have all these executive orders in place identifying people within our country.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I wonder if our producer is listening. I said to Rich, could you call Deborah back? Maybe we could get a better line. It's rather soft. Are you listening to it, Rich? Can you actually get this? Rich said we're going to call Deborah back. Deborah, you hang up and then Rich will call you right away, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Rich, go right ahead and call Deborah back here.
Yeah, she wasn't hanging up.
Okay, go ahead. And basically, but Deborah actually has all of these documents. In fact, if I hadn't seen many of these documents, I'd say they couldn't be. But some of these I have on my own. I've gotten copies, but Deborah's gotten a great job of getting this information together. So you'll certainly want to get her material and to read it carefully. Now, is some of this actually planted? It's conceivably. Remember, we're dealing with diabolical people who many times will actually put things out. So the people will accept them at face value, and then, of course, they will simply turn around and say it wasn't true at all. It's a standard technique. But I will tell you that there's a small group of people that control both of our political parties and makes a mockery of our electoral process. Every electronic voting machine can be rigged. Basically, we have certainly, as we mentioned earlier, the Trilateral Commission, and between 1977 and the year 2009, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of that organization. And but the fact you've never heard this simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Deborah, you go right ahead.
Yes, it's very important, again, building up to the fact that we have a declaration of war against the civilian population of the United States, in fact, of the global civilian population, in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars technical manual that was adopted in 1954 as a Bilderberg policy. And they discuss what a silent weapons system is. And this is extremely important for everyone to understand. This is what has been happening. They say that a silent weapon system is a type of biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobility of the individuals of a society by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking our sources of natural and social energy and our physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. And this is on page 8 of the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document. They go on to say that a silent weapons system is applied gradually, and the public adjusts and adapts to its presence and learns to tolerate the encroachment on their lives until the pressure, both psychological and economic, become too great and they crack up.
And I think it's important for people to understand that there is a group that wants a dictatorship. They certainly work through the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and basically they work very, very slowly. If they work very quickly, they fear the people would wake up. And so basically, we know that certainly gradually, little by little, step by step, they have changed the structure of our society. We do not live in the same world today where I grew up. I grew up in a Christian nation. I grew up in a nation where we had morality, where we had limitations on the power of government. But little by little, this subversive group that makes up the Trilateral Commission, remember there's only about 87 of them, although they have to resign from the group when they take government office, and so many of them have and keep positions in government. In fact, when Barack Hussein Obama became the President of the United States in 2009, basically he had to appoint his advisors, and there's only 87 members of the Trilateral Commission, this whole nation of over 300 million. And yet, of course, 11 of his most important appointees came from the membership roles of the Council on Foreign Relations and his Secretary of State. Hillary Clinton was married to a member of the Trilateral Commission, so for all intents and purposes, she was part and parcel of it. Well, 11 or 12 of the key people in the Obama administration came from this little group. But it didn't really matter. George W. Bush, as his father before him, as with Bill Clinton, and even with Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan put their people into key positions in power. In fact, he suddenly had promised the conservatives he would never allow George Herbert Walker Bush to become vice president. And then, of course, once Ronald Reagan had the nomination, why he appointed George Bush, and I remember talking to Jerry Falwell before he died, and he talked about going to see Ronald Reagan, pointing his finger at Ronald Reagan, said, "Governor, you lied to us. You promised you would never appoint George W. Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, as vice president." And Reagan said, "Jerry, I'm sorry. I had no choice. This is how it really works. And whether that's true or not, in other words, I believe that Jerry Falwell was telling me the truth when he told me that. But of course, whether Ronald Reagan really knew what he was doing or not, I don't know. But I do know that Ronald Reagan had over 270 members of the Trilateral Commission and the CFR in key positions in his administration, just like Jimmy Carter before him, and certainly George Herbert Walker Bush after when he became president. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today.
A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
We're going to be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this goes to Deborah Tavares, and basically she's talking about these various documents she has posted on her website. One of them I do know is talking about myself. We actually offer this. It's called something. It is the talk given by Dr. Richard Day, reported by Dr. Denikin, and basically what do you call your version of this talk, Deborah?
Yes, we call it the New World Order Exposed, 1969.
Okay, the New World Order Exposed, 1969. Let me give you a little of the background, because I think it's important. Basically, Dr. Denikin, I know Dr. Denikin, I knew him at his untimely death, and actually interviewed him. But Dr. Denikin was a pediatrician practicing in Pennsylvania, I believe in Philadelphia, and he had graduated from medical school. One of his teachers was Dr. Richard Day. And basically then Dr. Day had suddenly left the medical school, gone to work suddenly for the government and one of their agencies. Again, I guess it was for Planned Parenthood. He was the medical director of Planned Parenthood. And he came back to give a talk there to the doctors in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And it was one morning, Dr. Denikin attended the meeting, and basically they thought Dr. Day was going to talk on abortion or something. Instead of that, he said, turn off your recorders, don't take any notes, and I'm going to tell you exactly what's happening. And then he talked about this organization he was part of called the Order, and the fact that they had a plan. And basically, this is what it was all about. This is what the future held. And he talked about this small little group. It's one of the first few times when a member of the elite that runs the world has ever come forward. And as he said, I can tell you these things because nobody would ever believe it. And because, of course, basically, it's too late to change it. We are in total control today. And then he laid out a series of startling facts. And basically, you can get this from Deborah. You can get this from my ministry, we feel it's vitally important that you actually get it and read it, because it tells you about how they're going to pay fantastic sums of money to the football players to focus our attention on sports, how they're actually going to bring in abortion, because remember, this is 69. Abortion didn't come in until 1973. He tells how they were going to fight wars, but they were always certainly a diversion from so people would not see what was happening. But you go ahead and sit through some of the other things that Deborah, because this is one of the first times a member of the secret movement has come forward. We actually offer a 4-CD set on this subject. It's available from Radio Liberty. I call it but go right ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stan, I am going to read out of the New World Order Exposed because, again, there's a tremendous amount of worry, concern, and threat around nuclear events within the United States. And this is what was said in 1969. A new system, that means the New World Order, would be brought in if not by peaceful cooperation with everybody willingly yielding national sovereignty, and then by bringing the nation to the brink of nuclear war. Everybody would be so fearful, as hysteria is created by the possibility of nuclear war, that there would be a strong public outcry to negotiate a public peace, and people would willingly give up national sovereignty in order to achieve that peace. And thereby, this would bring in the new international political system. Went on to say, quote, if there were too many people in the right places who resisted this, there might be the need to use one or two, possibly more, nuclear weapons. As it was put, it would possible needed to convince people that we mean business. And by the time one or two of these went off, then everybody, even the most reluctant, would yield. This negotiated peace would be very convincing as a framework in the context that the whole thing was rehearsed, but nobody would know it. So this is what we're hearing right now in the news. Now,
let me just point out, we call this the new order of the barbarians. That's what we call it. But basically, Deborah has a slightly different name. But we do have a four CD set, basically, of the interviews with Dr. Dunnigan. One of them is my interview with Dr. Dunnigan. The other is something we've done by another woman who had actually talked to him. The four CD set, the new order of the barbarians, is one of the few opportunities you'll ever hear or have to hear somebody on the inside of this vast conspiracy to tell you what's really going on. I believe it is a valid, the four CD set. I believe Dr. Denning is telling the truth. We call it the New Order of the Barbarians. What do you call it, Deborah?
We call it NWO Exposed by an Insider 1969.
Okay, go right ahead, because I think this is a very important document. This is why what Deborah is doing is so vitally important, because she's getting this information out. We have it, but of course she has it as well.
Now, I want to make a couple of comments, because I won't have much time left to get to this document that I really want to get out to everybody. But when you go to stopthecrime.net, you're going to see a scroll that will present you the opportunity to push different buttons and look at things we've posted. Be sure you spend a lot of time on the homepage of stopthecrime.net. We have postings of alerts, things that you should not be doing right now in order to reduce your frequencies from all of the additional wireless frequencies that are enveloping our communities right now with smart meters, with cell phone towers, antennas.
But Deborah is really talking about the fact that we are simply being barraged with certain electromagnetic waves that are hazardous to our health and to our minds, and specifically to the minds of children. Basically, of course, you can't be exposed to the amount of electromagnetic wattage that we are without having serious physical disability. And, of course, many of our children's brains will be destroyed systematically. And more people are having psychological problems because our minds are being besieged by these electromagnetic waves and impulses. But go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, that's exactly right. And again, on the homepage of stopthecrime.net, I recently interviewed Barry Trower, a scientist that came to the United States from the UK, trying and attempting to warn our legislators here of a weaponized warfare that is engaged now. So you can go and listen to that talk. And right now I want to get into this most important document that was revealed. It's called a secret document. It was revealed. It's a planned chemical sedation of the population using microwave frequencies for mass mind control. Now, you can get to this document. It's right under stopthecrime.net on the homepage. It's flashing, and it says exactly what I just read. Secret document revealed. Click on that, and you can take a look at this 50-page document. It is extremely important that everyone read this. We came by this document. There were only a few years ago that were distributed. They had various punctuation differences in them, so that if this document were to ever have been leaked, the person who leaked it would have been able to have been identified. Therefore, the document was held by all of these people that had it. One group, everyone within that group is now deceased. The document could be released, and it now is, and you can read it. Very, very important document, because it will reveal to you what all of the smart meters emitting microwave radiation frequencies are really all about, what the cell phone towers emitting frequencies are about, the antennas, the satellites, HARP, all of the electromagnetic increases in our environment, what is about. I'm going to tell you right now, on page one of the Aquarius Group Operations Briefing, that's the name of the document, it's important to understand what it says on page one. Electromagnetic, radio wave, and microwave pulse mind warfare has great advantages in that the desired subject or population has no knowledge of the procedure being implemented.
And basically, of course, if you have a close to a cell phone tower, it will have an impact on your mind. There are actually clusters of brain tumors in regions where four or five people are in a room next to a cell phone tower, and they all came down with brain tumors, and they know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know, and if you don't get enough to give you a tumor, you have enough at least to do damage to your brain. And yet we are exposed to a tremendous amount of electromagnetic wattage being beamed into our minds, into our bodies, into our brains. Go right ahead.
That's exactly right. Now on page two, it's important to understand why are all these frequencies, why the cell phone towers, why all of this? You can go to antennasearch.com and follow the prompts and find out how many cell phone towers and antennas are in your neighborhood. Again, go to the homepage of StopTheCrime.net for more details of what you're going to hear me say now. They say on page two of the Aquarius Operations Briefing, mind control, chemical, and polypharmaceutical saturation has been achieved over the past 20 years. It has been achieved by deliberate and covert introduction through the population in everyday usage of water supplies, airborne pollutants, chemical agents in a wide variety of foodstuffs. Well, we all know the air, the water, and the food has poisons in them. This is, of course, confirming it. They go on to say that the following will outline mind control procedures from post-World War II to the present. The objective of this briefing is to make all personnel in civilian areas aware of the project being planned for full implementation. They go on to say that the procedures will allow the Aquarius Group and the World Intelligence Group to achieve their goals of an unarmed, docile, and compliant world population if they are not prevented from doing so. You move to page 49, and it tells you that it is the plan of the Aquarius Group to implement a variety of forms of mind control to augment a basic intolerance of each other under whatever guise is necessary. This will eventually lead to an internal unrest and an occupation by United Nations forces who will be under orders to keep the peace of the host country. Now, this next paragraph is extremely important, Dr. Stan. The Aquarius Group, as part of the current agenda, has been very successful under Project REACH, R-E-A-C-H, and Belfry, in programming and queuing selected individuals who have in turn carried out program procedure and open fire on other civilians in public areas all across the United States. It is part of the group's operations to bring this about in a more repetitive pattern over a period of many years in order to increase the callous disregard for human life by others who reside in high population density zones. Especially targeted are large urban areas where street gangs are prevalent. In the overall scenario of senseless and unprovoked killings increasing as time passes, the Aquarius Group feels they will eventually condition the public to welcome the eventual confiscation of firearms, setting of curfews, mandatory barcodes subdermally implanted and inserted under our skin, and general areas of widespread martial law.
And I think this is exactly what we talked about during the last hour, how they have all of these mindless shootings in airports, in schools, certainly in theaters. How many of these people certainly are victims of mind control? We do know that the fellow who did the shooting in Colorado, he's been talked in. He's actually said he doesn't know why he did what he did. I mean, he killed, I don't know, 20 or 30 people. And he says, I don't understand. And they're keeping him sedated all the time. The last thing they want is for the public to realize that many of the people who are carrying out these terrible atrocities are victims of mind control.
That's exactly right. And in fact, on the scroll of StopTheCrime.net, we have some original emails that were sent by Alexis, who was the Washington, D.C. shooter at the Naval Yard, appealing to various groups, telling them that he was being targeted. There are reports that were written about this, that he was being targeted with ELF waves. That was even etched on his gun. That's extremely low frequency. And he reported this, and we have some of his emails as he wrote them, appealing to various groups, weeks before he was cued to go in there and assassinate people. But it's important to understand this is all planned.
And basically, what is this document where this is actually written out, and how long ago was this written?
Well, this particular document was years ago, and I haven't been able to find a date in it. But they refer to dates of timelines where they needed to accomplish certain aspects of their planned program. And they talk about how, continuing with page 49, they say sedation of the population through the use of various chemical, biological, and radio frequency manipulation in order to achieve the overall goal of a one-world ruling structure by the year 2000 and 2003. And, of course, we know, Dr. Stan, that they've been thwarted a dozen years, which is, of course, proven by this. But they go on page 50 of this document, you will see pictures of different types of wind towers and cell phone towers. Now, it's very important when you go to page 50 of the Aquarius Operations Manual that you also then go to the NASA War Plan, page 98. And on page 98 of the NASA War Plan that is, again, available on stopthecrime.net, right on the home page, on page 98 it says, typical scenario, takedown of the United States using microwave radiation frequencies against our brains. And then they have towers, T-O-W-E-R-S, all in caps on page 98 of the NASA War document. They also tell us in the NASA War document that this is on page 50, the effects of low-power microwaves, and they refer to the U.S. Army document, which we also have on stopthecrime.net that you can download. But they refer to this, and NASA, in conjunction with the U.S. Air Force, DARPA, the CIA, and FBI, were all involved in the formulation of this NASA document.
Let me just point out, ladies and gentlemen, stopthecrime.net, stopthecrime.net. I went to this over the weekend to Sydney, and basically I went to Google, and I couldn't pull down any of the documents. I went directly to the article. I went over the Internet to it, and I was able to pull down all of them. So somebody on Google is blocking efforts by people to get the information off of Deborah Tavares' website, stopthecrime.net. Obviously, there are people who don't want you to get her information, and if that's the case, then of course there must be material there they don't want you to get. So I would simply suggest you go to stopthecrime.net. Do not go through Google or through Yahoo or one of the others. Go directly to that Internet site, and hopefully you'll be able to pull down these documents, which we have. Some of them, of course, you can get through my ministry, but if you can get them off of hers, it's an it won't cost you anything, or certain things you can get certainly by calling 707-586-9558. That's 707-586-9558. You'll have to pay for the shipping on them, but she can provide them more inexpensively than we can. But anyway, of course, our guest is Deborah Tavares. One more time, Deborah, your website.
Yes, stopthecrime.net. Please go also to the solutions page on stopthecrime.net so you can understand some preventions that you must take now in order to protect yourself from the increasing microwave.
Hold the thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan, we do hope, of course, you enjoyed our conversation with Deborah Tavares. And basically, Deborah has a great deal of fascinating information. And certainly this one, we call it the New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians, certainly was a talk based upon talk given by Dr. Richard Day. It's available. Certainly you can get the transcript of this. You can get the four CD set. We'll actually hear Dr. Richard Day telling about the talk he heard. Incredible. If you really want to understand what these people are doing, the New Order of the Barbarians lays it all out, where they actually talk about how they may have to use a couple of nuclear weapons in America simply to convince the people to go along with this. And then, of course, basically there are a number of other items that Deborah has, and we recommend her. We actually have a four CD set on smart meters. A four CD set on smart meters. We carry a book on smart meters. You need to get this information. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There really are people out there that want a dictatorship in America. You need to get our four CD set on the secret government, our four CD set on secret societies. If you'd like to hear an interview with Professor Carol Quigley, we have an interview with Professor Quigley. Nobody else has an interview with Carol Quigley. And it's certainly in our four CD set on secret societies or secret government. Just call us at 1-800-544-8927 and get this. And then, of course, you have our permission to copy this. You can copy anything that we have made and get it out, because we want to reach as many people as we can in the short period we still have when we can reach people. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty so we can maintain our network of stations across America, well, we'd love to hear from you. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, where you can watch a number of our DVDs. We can actually certainly listen to our radio programs 4 hours a day live. You can actually listen to 24 hours a day archived, and we keep them up for about 6 weeks. You can read our newsletters. You can actually read my material on certainly on going into the background of the secret organizations that are out there influencing every aspect of our lives. We have certainly a section on the Georgia Guidestones. We recommend this to you. The Georgia Guidestones are a secret. I shouldn't say they're secret. You can go to Elberton, Georgia, and see them. They're actually put up by the Luciferians. And basically, of course, there are 10 commandments there. They have 4 gigantic granite stones where in 8 different languages. They put up the 10 commandments from the pit of hell. The first one is maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. The guidestones were put up by a man whose name is secret. He called himself R.C. Christian, but that wasn't his real name, but he openly admitted he represented a secret society that had a message for humanity. And so you can actually see the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones. You can go to Elberton, Georgia, as I did, and visit them on several occasions. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is really very real. There really are Luciferian forces out there that want to destroy Christianity and human civilization. If you doubt that, go to the website trilateral.org. Trilateral.org and look at the logo of the Trilateral Commission, and you'll see it. Of course, it's three curved arrows. Three curved arrows, and if you look at them and you know they represent sixes, you can actually see it. 666, joined together in the center by an upside-down broken cross. Why would they choose a Luciferian emblem for the most powerful organization in America, which has provided either the president or the vice president of the United States every year from 1977 until 2009? Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful.